Welcome back. It's America Weekend. Nice to have you with us. And it's Valerie Smaldone keeping you company.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Jump in.
You
and
can.
It's Leslie Gold.
Anytime.
And I am so glad that we're together again in the same room because I had a little dilemma and I thought to myself, what would Valerie do?
Yeah, you did?
Yes.
That should be a special segment every week.
What would Valerie do? Because, as I've mentioned before, Valerie Smaldone is my friend that always does the right thing, always says the right thing, always knows the right gift to bring. She's my touchstone in that regard.
I think I used to. I think those talents are gone.
Oh, definitely not.
Really?
Yeah, no. You always write the right email. You say thank you to the right people. You're a connector. You're a gift giver. You're very thoughtful. Please, it hasn't gone away.
Thank you, my dear.
Yeah, no, it's true.
You're kind.
So here is the dilemma. It's going to take me a little while to set up the whole thing, but my husband, Carmine, who is a musician, had a gig in a town about 3 hours from here. And it's a new project that he's developing, so the pay wasn't exactly what he had hoped, but he wanted to do the show anyway because it's the beginning of this new project, mm-hmm. and it involves band members and so forth.
Okay.
So in order to save money, he wanted a couple of the band members to stay in our apartment, mm-hmm. which is a big apartment, but still an apartment, I point out, not a house, an apartment. And this is always a negotiation for us because I never want anybody in here, and he always thinks he's an old hippie. It's like, oh, live and let live. Oh, sure, we got a couch, we got a sleeping bag. You can just lay in the bed with us. We have a dog bed. Come on, whoever it is. And I'm not a hippie from the hippie generation. I'm from the Gordon Gekko go-go 80s, right, where greed is good, and I don't want you taking anything away from me.
This is why they are a couple that works perfectly. They're the absolute opposite of everything all the time.
So in the negotiation, I agreed to have two of the band members here because we have two spare bedrooms, the two that I disliked the least.
Okay.
Let me put it that way.
Good criteria.
The other part of it was the one car that we share in this apartment, I had agreed that he would use for the weekend because he needed to not rent a vehicle and use the car. Okay, well, one of those guys that we're staying here, let's call him Alan,
mm-hmm.
because his name is Alan. he, without asking, just a few days before he was due to come, announced that he bought a ticket for his girlfriend and she was coming with him, which meant he assumed she was staying here as well.
Oh.
We've never met her.
Okay.
Don't know her, never met her, don't know anything about her.
At this point, you're about to lose your mind.
At this point, right. I don't want any of it, right? Can we swap people around? Let him take one of the hotels, but it couldn't be done because of flights and cars,
right,
and everything else. The other part of it was my aunt died.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
And the funeral was to be the same weekend in a different state, and I wanted to attend.
Sure.
And now I need the car.
Oh, dear.
Yes. So it's a question of what to do, how magnanimous or not do I need to be.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted the car, mm-hmm. because my aunt died, and I didn't want the girlfriend. What would Valerie do?
Da, 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 da. I would rent a car.
Okay.
And I would give Carmine, because he had business arrangement. It was already...
I'd already agreed.
Signed, sealed, delivered.
Yes.
Things happen. Sadly, people die. We have to make arrangements. So I would rent a car,
okay,
to go to the funeral.
All right.
Okay. So far, so good?
So far, so good. I was with you on that. I'm like, well, I agreed to give the car. It's not his fault my aunt died.
Correct.
It's my problem.
As far as the girlfriend, I don't know that I would have had as visceral a reaction as you. I would be annoyed, maybe more than mildly annoyed. I would be, you know, ticked off, to say in a nice way. But I would allow her to stay here in the house with him because when you're at that age, you're paired. You know, they're not kids. They're older people, right?
Right.
So they're paired.
Does it matter to you that I later found out she doesn't have a job, doesn't have a credit card, and lost custody of her own children?
Well,
I don't know why.
No,
I just know those facts.
I would say that the Allen gentleman has poor judgment.
Yes.
But I wouldn't get involved with that.
It wouldn't matter as to she's coming into the house. The thing that I objected to was not that she was staying here, was that she might become my problem. Where is she going to be when they're rehearsing? Where is she going to be during all these times? Am I going to have to entertain her?
That's not your problem.
I didn't want that.
And it shouldn't be your problem.
Yeah.
All that you need to do is secure the valuables and make sure your dog's okay. And make sure that she has a plan on her own and say, I'm gone.
Okay,
I'm not here.
Let me give you the upshot.
Okay.
Very quickly. He arrived without her, but a day early, unannounced. Mm. And we weren't home. We were in another state. And said, are you picking me up? I have no place to stay.
So that at that point, that's when you say there are hotels around.
That's exactly what happened.
Okay, so
yes.
we're in agreement.
Okay.
So you did exactly what Valerie would do.
Except I did it begrudgingly with a lot of bitching. I wasn't in any way, shape, or form magnanimous.
But it makes for great radio.
There you go.
It's Valerie Smaldone.
And Leslie Gold. Don't stay at my house.
Coming up next, Tanya Yuki, entrepreneur, and her new business, Shareably. That's next on America Weekend.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with The Final Verdict. As Bob was looking for a parking place, he heard a bank alarm and saw a man with a bag running across the parking lot. Bob jumped out of his car, grabbed the man, and made a citizen's arrest. The man protested by stating his innocence, but Bob held him in custody until the police arrived. As it turned out, the man he had stopped was innocent and is now pressing charges. What are the two charges Bob is facing? The final verdict after this.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Bob was liable in a civil action suit by the man he captured for false arrest and false imprisonment. And that's the final verdict.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This second baseman may best be remembered for spitting in an umpire's face. He's a 12-time All-Star, 10-time Gold Glove winner, and 2-time world champion.
And a drive hit to right field. Sierra going back, looking up, and this game is tied. Roberto Alomar.
So where is Roberto Alomar now? Robbie became the first player in the history of the Toronto Blue Jays to have their number retired when they retired his number 12 back in 2011. That same year, Robbie got inducted into the Hall of Fame after falling just 8 votes short the year before. Robbie tied the knot in Ontario, fittingly enough, on the date 12-12-12.
In the air, left center field, Alomar bidding for his third home run of the ballgame, and he has it.
Roberto Alomar, one of the best second basemen to ever play the game. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Call 888-759-MYTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for 4 rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.